The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I believe God can do anything. He can take thousands of women from all over with all different backgrounds and all different stories and unite us to be a powerful force on the earth.
Next, James and Betty talk with special guests from the Women of Faith conferences.
We focus on uniformity sometimes in the church. It's unity. It's Jesus is the
not
hero of the stories.
Correct,
it's not
right.
Uniformity. And so that's one of the things we love the most.
Today, I'm Betty, and this is James, and we are so blessed to have Women of Faith with us.
Yeah, I got to be brave to be here.
You are a brave man.
I really am. I mean, you know, I'm a blessed man. I am. Mm-hmm. I love you ladies. I just praise God for every one of you. The Women of Faith, I actually went. I didn't have to wear anything pink. They let me in. I actually went and attended, I was welcome. I mean, I really enjoyed it over at American Airlines Center, and I've praised God for all that he's done. And really, I got to be honest with you, I think that women have been, we know about the abuse. We know about the misuse.
That's right.
We know about the misunderstanding. Breaks my heart. Boy, you talk about a great God creating something awesome. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he got Adam first, but then he perfected a few things. He kind of took it up a step. And I don't think that women, from the time most of them, sadly, are little girls. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're made to feel pretty in the right way, attractive in the right way, important in the right way, of great value in the right way, to where they have to kind of prove their value. Mm-hmm. God help us all, men and women, to learn how to honor this incredible gift. As beautiful as anything you ever created. And we thank you for them. I think the Women of Faith have just been a continual source of inspiration. You've seen Sheila Walsh many times on our program, Women of Faith. Welcome, Sheila. She's here. Lisa Harper is here. And out of our own home area, and one of our former staff child, and the girl that danced at our daughter's wedding, and danced with our daughter in conferences, and that just blessed us, kind of grew up. Carrie Jobe is here. Would you welcome Carrie? And Holly Wagner is here. Looking for a little personality, right? Kind of get
so
things.
Shy and
that's right.
Yeah, you know, you're so.
If I just would come out of my shell.
You're so closed down.
I mean,
do you know you really do have this outgoing person? Always did you?
Yeah, I'm kind of annoying. Like from the first moment I wake up, I'm like.
Yeah, but all your life.
Yeah.
How did people react to you before you became this great woman of God?
Yeah.
How did they react to your outgoing?
Well, some people actually loved it, you know, and they liked having a life of the party, so mm-hmm. Holly, come to my party because they knew I would bring life to it, right? And then some people were intimidated.
Yeah. How's your husband handling?
You're praying for him right now, aren't you?
God.
That's what you're doing. I'll tell him.
I bet he has fun. Does he?
He does. We are so opposite. I mean, he's total opposite. You know, he's.
But I mean, does he enjoy?
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't just tolerate it.
No, he actually loves
what
I bring.
You don't teach the women how to tolerate.
That's exactly
be tolerant.
Right. No, because actually that's a really good point.
I love your personality. So I don't think I'm picking at you.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think it's great. And what I see is I see it as a gift. And I see you've taken the gift that God gave you and you've just kind of turned it loose to loose people from any of their inhibitions that keep them held back. And you know, Betty's quiet. Betty is so funny. If you could know Betty when she's not on set. Like when she's straightening me out and when she's
look at that face.
Lining me out. And just she is, I've said sometimes, why don't you just be the Betty that nobody ever gets to see sometime. It'd be so fun.
Or trouble.
Yeah, but no, but see, the thing is that she's so beautiful, mm-hmm. and to ever tell her that she's not and push her down, you seem to me to inspire. Would you agree, Sheila? Would you agree?
And I've watched her with her husband, Philip. I mean, it's a beautiful combination. And one of the reasons I think people love Holly and are attracted to being around Holly is because you're not just the life of the party, but you love on people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've watched that firsthand. Mm-hmm. And her husband, Philip, is just, he's an amazing man. And I've watched them together, the way that they're constantly mm-hmm. building each other up and supporting each other.
Right.
And they're two amazing children.
Right.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's a great thing.
Because we're supposed to actually, when you, with people, like even certainly with a marriage, that you honor each other. It's not
Absolutely.
About tolerating. Like the word that you used, I just think that that's often how people, mm-hmm. you know, they think in our, you know, politically correct society, we think that tolerance is the goal. Tolerance is
no,
not the goal.
Yeah. Absolutely
it's,
not.
It's admiration. It's
Absolutely.
Honor.
Right.
It's love.
Well said.
Right. And so
really
I just
great.
So I just think in a marriage it's the same. You know,
right.
tolerating yeah. you feel.
That's terrible. Let's put up with it. I'll put up with you a few more months.
Yeah.
But Betty, we're 50 years married. She gave me a 1-year extension this year. I feel pretty good about it.
Yay! Come on!
It's a day by day deal. It's so true.
It makes well. It just makes like the our differences is actually not only what attracts you to you know, the person you marry, but actually what makes the body of Christ
That's
wonderful.
Right. That's right.
Do you know the we don't look at a bunch of flowers and say, "Gosh, I wish the tulip was like the sunflower." No, we appreciate the differences.
There
in
you
them.
Go.
That's right.
You know,
and that's what
that's
I wanted
good.
To talk
right.
about is spiritual unity because we. If I don't know if you did, but Betty and I came out of the. But you know, we were Baptists. We were the mm-hmm. biggest denomination. We're the biggest denomination in America.
Okay.
and we believe.
Set up straight when you say
no,
that.
No, wait a minute. I'm being honest. We believe every word in the Bible. Yeah. And if you don't, we'll beat some sense at you. And I was the biggest drum beater with the Bible. Top gun. And here's the thing. I'm really not belittling anybody. Because I'm going to tell you, everybody on the planet ought to get on their knees and thank God for the Baptist faith and message mm-hmm. to say this, we have a reliable source.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have the Word of God. It's reliable.
Right.
Now, let's let it read us while we're reading it. But a lot of times, we measure everybody. Did any mm-hmm. of you come out of the deal where, you know, Philip Yancey's journey from that radical... You know, how in his journey of how he's a marvel. Mm-hmm. He's a marvel. Mm-hmm. How he got set free from all that. Dallas Willard mm-hmm. was the same way. He was now
That's
right. with the Father, who showed us the Father.
That's
Did
right.
any of you have any of that rigid, we measure you by, you come out of England,
absolutely.
Was where you've got to look like the rest of us? You know, you notice you come to church, they all dress the same,
right.
same makeup,
right.
eat the same restaurant, you know, they want
right.
to beat the Methodist there if you're a Baptist, you know, so you get out in a hurry.
Right.
It's just, we all we just
right.
look alike. You can tell they went to that church.
That's
you can
right.
tell the way they look, the way they sit, the way they act, the way they worship, all of it. And it just like, this is not, I don't understand. Wait a minute. I can appreciate all those differences now. Uh-huh. What I don't appreciate is where you try to measure all the rest
right.
by whether or not they're doing the same thing you do.
That's I think right. that's one of the major, if there was one major shift at Women of Faith, I think it would be our understanding of honoring the local church in every city we go to.
Absolutely.
And not the Baptist church or the Methodist
that's
church.
Right.
Or the, but
that's
the,
right.
In fact, some of the, in every city we're going to, we're inviting some of their top leaders to come and be part of what we're doing. I mean, whether it's like Rick Warren when we're out in California, or Tillian Tavigian.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else?
Max Lucado. Craig Rochelle.
Yeah.
Think about that. You just named a Baptist and a Church of Christ.
That's
and I
right.
bet they came. Do they come?
Oh, yes, they're coming this
here.
Year.
They've
yes.
been here.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
here I'm sitting, we're talking to Lucado. Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's
we
right.
went to school, to seminary, to learn how to destroy each other.
That's right.
Church of Christ and
that's
Baptist.
Right.
I mean,
that's
that was
right.
our study course.
That's right.
How to show you where you're wrong,
that's
and
right.
you got to be baptized, and I got to baptize
you. I know, it's like,
God, you got to be baptized right here by him. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry,
that's
I'm
going to believe
in baptism. It's got to be there.
Don't you think that?
And now we're sitting here, and we like each other.
Yeah.
We love
what
each other.
What on earth is happening? Heaven's
revival,
coming to earth.
Revival, maybe. Revival.
We actually like it. Yeah. Max likes me, says nice things about me behind my back.
Yeah.
And to me. And I say nice things about him. But see, you just
that's
had a mouthful.
That's the beginning of revival.
Because I was going to ask you, you mean these preachers will come to your meeting with all these crazy women?
Yeah. They're coming, and we're gonna honor them, and they're going to pray for us.
And you, by goodness, you even have some women on the platform?
Oh, my God.
And they let them talk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait.
raise their voice.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
We've got basically pew jumpers, smells and bells, and everybody in between.
Isn't it wonderful?
That's a good, because you know, when you were saying earlier, we focus on uniformity sometimes in the church. It's unity. It's Jesus is the hero of the stories. It's not uniformity. And so that's one of the things we love the most at Women of Faith is it's so many different backgrounds.
I would love to say this on the side of worship.
Yeah.
In a lot of these churches that I get an honor to go in and lead worship, I have to actually ask, what denomination is this? Because if I didn't ask, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because on that, as far as people being desperate for the presence of God, mm-hmm. I believe I'm watching what I saw as a young kid, the move of God where it was the Spirit of God was super welcome and charismatic, the charismatic circle that I grew up in. And then it kind of went into this season of health, which is beautiful because we needed to have more health in our churches, but cutting off and having so much structure with the Holy Spirit didn't have freedom mm-hmm. to move. Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching this whole shift right now as I get to lead worship of just the presence of God being welcomed in whatever facet and form in these churches.
Right.
And it's just cool as a younger believer, and I just love it. It's neat.
And you know, it's so great that we've reached a place carrying worship where you don't measure them by how they raise their hands or if they lift their hands.
Right.
We've
not
learned that some people worship without moving. Some of the greatest worshipers fall on their face.
That's right.
And they don't fall out in front where everybody sees them, and that's fine too.
Yeah.
They just get on their knees. Some of them people just get down almost in a fetal position, and they're just as worshipful as the person standing
that's
here.
Right. That's
the
right.
beautiful thing is we don't want to shape people in our image.
That's right.
We don't want to make them do what we do.
Right.
We don't want to talk, if you're Protestant, about Catholics. We don't need to talk. What we need, listen to me. Let me tell you, I got news for you. We all got shaping up to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the shaping up is going to be to appreciate all of the distinctives and difference, but for us to come together in such holy harmony that people really see Him as He is.
That's right.
In all of His beauty, and it's happening. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm watching God lift us so high above the walls that we built, we thought were protection walls, and they became walls of divisions.
That's right.
I'm seeing bridges put in place. Do y'all bear witness to
that? It's like Christ is teaching us once more what it means to wash each other's feet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, foot washing 101, where, you know, when we come into your city, it's not as on the platform. Christ is a hero of this, and we are simply there to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to invite the local church so that we can learn from what God is doing in that city.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, when we leave the place, we should leave with this enormous blessing on all the churches in that city.
And here's the other thing, too. It's like we're not in competition.
No.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, and like the special forces, you know, when they're sent out as a unit, each of them have a function. Do you know, there's the sniper, there's the medic, there's the communications guy, and the medic isn't going, I want to be the sniper. No, they each have their job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, for all of us,
absolutely,
we have a job to do. And so I'm not trying to be singer chick right here. Like, she's amazing. Right? Like, I can't sing two notes in the same key. Like,
right.
Terrible.
Shake.
Right?
I can change keys
me
in
too!
The middle of the world.
Me too!
That's a holy moment
to be
right there.
To do that.
It's a special gift.
That's the only gift you're going to do it.
Okay.
But the thing
we
is,
we need to have a show.
Okay. For people to turn off. But I just think sometimes with perhaps women in particular that we can get in competition rather than celebrating who she is and go, thank God she's on my team. Can you leave? Can you? Can you? Sorry. But it's like,
she was on your team.
I had to sing after this.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so thank God she's on my team. Rather than me wishing I was that.
That's right.
You know, just like celebrating she's that.
That's beautiful.
That how you teach the Bible is very different than how I teach. And it's awesome. Or each is using our gift and talent for the whole because it's actually about making Him famous
because
and not
Jesus
us.
Jesus wins. That's right.
So
He's
I just think we're not in competition.
Story.
We're like, yay, go do
one
it.
One of the sweetest things you'll ever see, like at Women of Faith, is to watch Christine Kane, who you've had on the show,
and
who's really
wonderful.
Shy, like Holly,
sure.
to have Christine watching a Beth Moore and taking notes as fast as she can.
They love each other. That pleases
Jesus, God. That, because he's the hero of the story. Right. It's not a denomination. Right. It's not my way is the best way. It's
Priscilla Shower. What a blessing she is.
Amazing. She's on her platform this year.
It's awesome. Hey, so Sheila, you've been all over the world, and you've from traveling with Billy Graham to being co-host of the 700 Club to being a part of so many huge events. Are you seeing what you think is closer to what Jesus prayed for when he prayed that we'd be one with the Father, sanctified in truth, not divided by truth because we differ in some aspect, so we just really come unglued, and perfected in unity? Are you seeing this unity, this that you believe Jesus prayed for?
Absolutely. I'm seeing things that I've never seen. I mean, I'm 56. I'm seeing things that I've never seen in my lifetime. And as I travel around the country and the world, it's not through women of faith. It's not through this church or that church. I spent time with Hillsong in London and Kiev and saw it's Christ. It's the message finally getting out that he's the good news. We are not. We are desperate for him and rising up, women rising up and saying we're going to make him famous.
And we're not seeing people compromise the word of God.
No,
What we're actually doing is we're beginning to live the word of God. In other words, we've stopped just discussing the Holy Spirit, dividing over the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that gives you the fruit of the Spirit, which is not the fruit of strife and dissension.
Amen.
And animosity and hostility and division. Instead of discussing the Holy Spirit, we're beginning to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to control us and make us one, not the same.
That's right.
But it brings us together in holy harmony. It's beautiful to watch, isn't it? And don't you think it's absolutely critical?
Yes, absolutely. Essential.
And it's the bottom line, I believe, is people are just so desperate for the presence of, the pure presence of God again in their churches, in their homes. And it has nothing to do with what kind of denomination they go to.
That's right. It's perfect. Y'all appreciate what God's doing. You appreciate these women. I do. Betty and I thank God for them. Here, Carrie Job. This is Where I Find You. She's got a new CD that you can find online. They're in the stores just coming out. Lisa Harper, Stumbling Into Grace. She's so cute. Was that when you were little? Younger? And then the Warrior Chicks. I can't imagine Holly being a Warrior Chick. Oh, boy. Yeah. You're just so calm. I can't imagine. And then God Loves Broken People. And boy, does Sheila open up and talk about that, and I certainly can. Go online. You want to know where the conferences are. womenoffaith.com, right? And you'll find the schedule where they're going to be. They have some very special things coming up, too. They've kind of alluded to them. Some women coming together that I believe puts a smile on Jesus' face and the Father's as much as any. To see these beautiful people coming together from distinctly different backgrounds to be one with the Father.
That's right.
And perfected in unity. Sanctified in truth, no compromise, just love. Ladies, we love you, and we love helping people that feel like nobody ever noticed them. That's one of the things you all have done with Women of Faith. You've shown a lot of women who think, you know, nobody even noticed, you know, what I do as a mother or trying to be a good wife or trying to work really hard, and you show them how valuable they are. Well, people all over the world, they don't think anybody ever noticed. And when they find out somebody noticed, because God led them to care. It's amazing how quickly everything changes. I want you to watch this.
I had the privilege of meeting and holding and spending time with so many people in India who expressed to me in the best way that they knew how that they need help.
पानी हाथ से उठना तो खराब बुरा पन आना चाहिए तेज पानी पिया से दूसरा पानी कुछ डाला बाने
It's just so heartbreaking because there's so much struggle in her life and there's always been. It's possible for us to change this for her. Through water, something simple like water that we take for granted every single day, but to them, it's a cup of life. It's a cup of life. I just can't leave here and not do something about it.
I travel around the world with Life Outreach in hopes to bring life to people that are literally dying. That's the reality. And the beautiful part of the story is, because of you and the way that you give to this ministry, it has changed literally thousands of lives. In this village, generations, the lives of thousands of people are forever changed. But this is just one village. There's the next village and the next village. The funds are all we lack. Please partner with us in this glorious opportunity to bring water for life.
Oh boy, I love that. I would not be able to look at the ladies like Rani and the children. I see them peeking around a building. We've watched them almost look at us as though, who are you and why are you here? And then when they find out why, and you have that incredible celebration that makes any celebration in the advanced countries like the United States pale in comparison. They've got water. They've got life, they've got a chance. I just see them as such precious children. I see them as precious families. You know, they have such meager substance and they haven't learned to hate everybody that has something they don't have. That's so sad. When you give them something, you give them a cup of water, a well of water, it's overwhelming to them. And Betty, our viewers answer the needs of people like that by saying, I'll help drill a well.
You do, and if it wasn't for the hope that you give along with so many others as we reach out to these places, these people that are in such dire need of clean, fresh water that if they don't get it, it's killing their children. They love their children so very much. As I watched Tammy throw her arms up, I felt like she was reaching to the heavens and saying, thank you, Jesus, that we can offer hope to these precious people that deserve it so much, a way to help their children. They're hopeless without our help. So please join with us in drilling the water wells.
I think that we probably don't really grasp what Jesus meant about the significance if you just give a cup of water in my name, the reward. But Betty, I've said it and I'll repeat it as long as I live. I don't need a reward. Once I see that joy, once I see that child get healthy, once I see that family have access to something as precious as fresh, clean water, and then to know that it makes their heart open to the love that sent us there, sent the missionaries, and gave them something that they so obviously needed. We didn't just tell them, God loves you. We show them God loves you. We don't love in word only. We love in deed. There's too much word. There's too much preaching, too much, talky-talky, not enough walky-walky, the Chinaman said when he looked at Christians. And there really is. There's a lot of this, but we need to do it. And I'm finding this, Betty, our viewers and church people everywhere, they're becoming more concerned about putting the arms of God around a hurting world. And that's so important. We've committed, really because the missionaries, you know, led us to the places, we've committed to drill 500 wells this year. It's the most ever in 12 nations. And we've only got a few days left. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. $144 will give 30 people. You can help at that level. $4,800 will provide a well. Father, I pray there are several people today say, I will give a well. I will give a well. In Jesus' name. Could you give a well? Could you give $1,200 and pray three join you? Or $2,400 and say, God, let somebody join me? Whatever you can do. We've got some special gifts to send you, to bless you, to strengthen your life and enhance your witness. We want to bless you, but you're going to be giving life. You're going to be giving love very clearly. Would you go to the phone, dial that number, or go online, lifetoday.org, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. But would you do it today? Please do. Do it right now.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Majesty, an inspirational new fully illustrated book that will help you discover the promises behind the many names of God. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to also request the Names of God pen set, custom crafted with the various names of God and the gifts of the Spirit. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We only have a few days left to really to see all the support for the 500 water wells. Could you do one of them? Part of one. Majesty, the promises revealed in the names of God, Jack Hafer. Jack was so thrilled that we wanted to put in the opening of the book, Majesty, that incredible song. Mm. And what he says about what God's called us to do. He's been a big part of it. Women of Faith, womenoffaith.com, you want to know where they are. Would you join me saying thanks to these ladies again? You're a great treasure. And all the others that work alongside of you, they are in holy harmony. They're in unity. A bunch of women. Is that something? Thank you for watching Life Today. We love you. Remember now, this is the last week. If you're going to help us drill the wells, we really need to hear from you. This is the last week.
Tomorrow, Academy Award-winning actor Robert Duvall.
That's good because I want people to see that that there is one God.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.